As Washington State moves towards licensing marijuana retail stores, a major concern for public health experts is preventing kids from eating marijuana. They're asking the state to ban marijuana-infused candy and other sweets and require packaging and flavors that are less appealing to kids. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
The Washington State Liquor Control Board is evaluating public comments on its draft marijuana regulations. The agency plans to go through those comments and then reissue draft rules for the recreational marijuana market. A big area of concern for public health experts is preventing minors under 21 from using marijuana accidentally or intentionally. Steve Trinan is with the Pierce County Prosecutor's Office, where he's worked on drug crimes. He points to a recent study in the Journal of the American Medical Association that found an increase in children under age 12 accidentally eating marijuana-infused cake, cookies, and candy.
They had first an initial significant increase in children being exposed and having to be hospitalized from accidental exposure.
The study noted that children who accidentally ingest marijuana can become sedated and experience panic and anxiety. In the most serious case, one child had trouble breathing. In his comments to the state, Trinan proposes creating a new icon, like the Mr. Yuck warning on poisons, and not allowing brightly colored products.
We would want to make sure that that gets minimized well, preferably by maybe limiting the way that these things can be produced or packaged so that they don't come across as candy or aren't confused with candy.
Trinan suggests that any edible marijuana products be colored drab gray, about as far as you can get from marijuana brownies. Addiction experts are also worried about kid-friendly cartoons and advertising. Frank Couch is one of those experts. He's the executive director at Science and Management of Addictions, which provides drug treatment for teenagers. Couch says at a recent concert at Marymore Park, the people in front of him bought some green lollipops that didn't come with any warnings.
They really didn't know until they got them there that these were infused products with cannabis. And then I was looking at these lollipops and I was thinking, you know, that could have been something that was around my girls' rooms. And that's alarming.
Couch says he wants state regulators to learn from the marketing of alcohol and tobacco to minors and to move slowly. I'm Amy Radel reporting.